Okay, last time we began with a hakdama to the perek in terms of the various isurim that there are in Shvua and in terms of the nature of hakla in general, how it applies to Shvua. Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, we have a Braisa Tana Rabbanan, Mivta Shvua, Isar Shvua, Isar Isar, Imata Omer Isar Shvua Chaya V'Yimlav, Patur. Very, very unusual text of the Braisa. We have a machokos over here between Abaye and Rava as to what the Braisa means. Everyone agrees that Mivta, that terminology of Mivta, is a Shvua. That's considered to be an Iker Shvua. What is the din of Isar? So, according to Abaye, Isar is a Shvua v'hatfasa. That we have a shvua in which we are comparing X to Y, and as to whether this is a valid shvua is a safek, as to whether we say that mitzvah b'shvua kamotzi shvua mipiv dame, or lav kamotzi mishvua mipiv dame. Mashen ken, according to Rava understands that there, what appears to be, there's certainly no concept of hatfasa by Shvua. Lo lamei malach mitvis b'shvua lav kamotzi shvua mipiv dame. And what the braisa means is that isar, if it's used, can sometimes turn out to be a shvua, and sometimes turn out to be a neder. He tzio b'losho neder neder. Person says isar ki karze olai. That's a lashon of neder. Then it's a neder. If he says isar lo ochal ki karze, the Easter Beloshan Shvua, then it's a Shvua. Okay, that's the Machokas over here in terms of the line in the Braisa when it speaks about Isar. The Pashtus of the Sugya L'chor over here on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph is that everyone agrees that in the world in the Darim we have a concept of Hatfasa. That appears to be L'chor. That would be the easiest way of learning. I mean, that there are many Mishnayis in Meseches Nedarim that seem to imply that there's a din of hatfasa in the Darim. And the question would be as to whether we can transfer that concept of hatfasa from Nedarim into the world of Shvua. According to Abaye, that's a possibility, and Rava rejects the possibility. The problem is the continuity of the Gemara. The Gemara then has a Meisvei. Meisvei Eza Iser Ha'asur Ha'amur Batorah, that seven lines from the bottom of the Amud. Ha'omer Ha'rei Olai Shelo Ochal Basar Shelo Eshteyayin Kiyom Shemesbo Aviv Kiyom Shemesbo Ploni Kiyom Shenerag Bo Gadayi Ben Achikam, etc. V'amar Shmuel V'hu Shenadur Uba Me'oso Hayom. That we have a concept, what appears to be a concept of Hatfasa in the world of Nedarim. Bishlamala Abaye midatafis b'neder neder, midatafis b'shvua shvua. So according to Abaye, this is fine. Ela l'Rava kasha. What in the world is the kasha on Rava? Rava l'chora never disagreed that there's a concept of a hatfasa in the world of Nedarim. So over here, Rashi understands, Hachi Ka'amar, the third line of Rashi, Eze hu Isur Neder, Avo Mitvis B'Neder, according to Rava, Lav Neder hu. Vehechi Dami Mitvis Kigon Shelo Pirish Harei Alai, Shelo Ochal Basar Shelo Eshteyayin, Elo Amar Harei Alai Yom Ze Ki Yom Shemes Bo Aviv, Ki Yom Sherabba Yerushalayim B'Churbana V'Chulay. Namely, that the Kasha of the Gemara on Rava is, according to you, Rava, that there's no hatfasa in the world of Shvua, there also shouldn't be hatfasa in the world of Neder. And here it appears that there is hatfasa in the world of Neder. Namely that, yes?
How do we know that this Braisa is talking about Neder? He says, Havei Olai. Isn't that Lashon Shvua?
But then Shmuel says, V'hushin Nadru Uba Me'oso Hayom. So I'm just reading Rashi. You know, as Rashi says that the kasha on Rava is that according to Rava, just as Rava assumes that we have no hatfasa by shvua, we also have no hatfasa by neder. That's what Rashi Lechor over here is saying. How Rashi understood within? I mean, what does Rava do at this point? Again, Rava is going to give a teretz, but how could the Gemara have such a havamina with all of the brises in the Dorim? I don't know. But Tosus was bothered by this. Look in Tosus Elul Rava Kasha, and Tosus says, Af al gav dila Rava nami moded the mitvis beneder neder. Clearly, Rava is not going to disagree with all the Mishnayos and the Dorim, the Mishnah Shleimahi. And it's the Dorim over here reviewing the Dorim and Nazir as one unit. Misha Maharani Nazir, Vashama Chavirov Amar Va'ani, Vachem bin Adarim Ko Amar, Zibikorban, Havi Neder, Mikomakon Parach L'Rava, Amayd the Mefarish Iser Dekra Mitvis, V'Rava Mishani, the Lokoya Iser Dekra. That the only question in the Gemara is in terms of the nature of the Lashon of Isar, but Rava never disagreed with the concept of hatfasa by neder. Okay. So, according to Tosfos, the way Tosfos is understanding, everyone agrees that there's hatfasa in the world of neder, both Abayi and Rava. That was never a question. Certainly there's a din of hatfasa by neder. The question is, can one transfer this concept of hatfasa of neder to the world of shvua? And over here, what would be the most obvious way of distinguishing between neder and shvua? Why would one say that even though both neder and shvua are in the world of hafla'a, maybe the concept of hatfasa, of zekazeh, would apply in the world of neder and not in the world of shvua? Yes? Right, this is the basic difference between neder and shvua. Neder is an Isur chefza and shvua is an Isur gavra. When you have a chefza, which is also, you have the possibility of hatfasa, zeh kazeh. Masha enkein, when we're dealing on the level of an Isur gavra, there's nothing on which one could be matfis. That would be the easiest way in the Ramban. Allah Tarin the Chidushim says that's why the Mishnah, when it distinguishes between neder and shvua, chomer b'shvua min neder, chomer b'neder min shvua, doesn't mention this concept of hatfasa, which according to Rava would be a difference between neder and shvua, because this is so essential. This is the basis of the whole difference between neder and shvua. This stems from the fact, the moment we say neder is an Isur chepza, that means that there is hatfasa. The moment we say that shvua is an Isur gavra, that means that there is no hatfasa. So Rava Shita, according to Tosfos, is very, very clear. Rava Shita, according to Rashi, is very difficult, right? At least at this point in the Gemara, that maybe there'd be no hatfasa by neder, ma pitom. But Rava Shita, according to Tosfos, that certainly there's hatfasa by neder. The question is only, is there hatfasa by shvua, is very, very clear. But what we'll have to do is try to understand Abaye. Abaye takes for granted, just as there is hatfasa by neder, me the top is beneder neder, mitzvus b'shvua, shvua. What kind of equation is that? L'chor, we're dealing with apples and oranges. So let's just move over for a minute to the world of Nedarim and see what hatfasa means over there. And perhaps if we understand hatfasa a little more broadly within the world of neder, we can see that there is a room certainly for shita of Avaye that it could be moved over to the world of shvua as well. Tosfos over here quotes a Mishnah in Nazir on the Chaf Amud Beis. Mishnah says, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir, Veshamar Chaveru V'Amar V'Ani, and then another Chaver hears and says V'Ani, and another one here says V'Ani, Kulam Nizirim. We have over here a series, and therefore they're all totally in the first individual, etc. Comes on the Gemara and says, "Vehu shehitfiso kulan b'toch kedei dibur." That the only time that we're going to have this concept of hatfasa in the world of v'ani is if it's toch kedei dibur. Gemara just says it; doesn't give any reason. The Gemara then moves over to explaining what exactly is the shiur of Toch Kedei Dibur. And you saw the Gemara. How did you understand? Why would one require Toch Kedei Dibur for the concept of Hatfasa? What does Toch Kedei Dibur add over here? Why, without Toch Kedei Dibur, would Hatfasa be any less? The Nazir is a Nazir, right? Amar Hareini Nazir. And the other person says, V'ani. So, Chora, either he. There is Hatfasa or there's not Hatfasa. What over here would be the meaning of Toch Kedei Dibur? So the way the Achronim understand on the Rambam is that the easiest way of learning Toch Kedei Dibur would be a concept of...
The technicality to be Yosei, the net of a
pit. I would take it one step earlier. What the easiest way of learning would be simply that it's simply... What does Va'ani mean? A person goes and says Va'ani. Does he say I'm joining to the baseball game? Does he mean that he's joining the Shalach Manas party, that he's joining the Purim Suda? What does Va'ani mean? And so if the Va'ani is within a Toch Kedei Dibur of Hareini Nazir, that's what it means. Namely, that we're Mevarer his Kavana. But in order to be Mevarer his Kavana, there has to be a Toch Kedei Dibur. Without that, a person says Va'ani could have anything in the world in mind. However, what Dr. Sanders said is brought over here in the Rush, that the Rush says, "Vehushet faso betoch kedei dibur kedei." I'm sorry. Hilkach Garsinan de Gam Haya Yochol Lahatzvis de Mechubor Letoch Kedei Dibur Betoch Kedei Dibur Dome. That we have over here not a question of being Mevarer his Kavana, but rather a Mechubor. He has to be Mechubor to the words of Hareini Nazir. He has to be Mechubor to those words of Hareini Nazir. Even the purpose of the Toch Kedei Dibur is not a question of ascertaining his kavana, but rather to create a kesher between the two. To create a kesher between the two. To create a kesher between the Hareini Nazir and the Va'ani. If you look in the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Nedarim, Halacha Gimel says, Ketzad matfis benedarim, shama chaveiro shenadar v'amar v'ani kamoscha betoch kedei dibur, harei ze osur b'mashe neser bo chaveiro. All the achronim on the Rambam, the Mishnah Lamelech, the Radvaz, point out that l'chora, the Rambam changes a bit the wording of the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned v'amar v'ani. The Rambam says v'ani kamotcha. When you say ani kamotcha, there's no need for any birur of what his kavana is. He said ani kamotcha, not just v'ani. So why then the Toch Kedei Dibur? To create a kesher. But then we have a problem if we look in the next halacha of the Rambam. V'chein ha'omer ha'basar hazeh olai osur, v'chaza v'amar afilu achar kama yomim, v'hapas hazos kibasar hazeh, Harei hapas nitvasa v'nesra. Chazar v'amaru dvash zeh kefas hazos, v'yayin zeh kedvash hazeh, afilu hein mea kulan asurim. Rambam says black on white that we don't need Toch Kedei Dibur. Afilu achar kama yamin. What's the difference between halacha gimel and halacha dalet? Why in halacha gimel do we have a situation where you require Toch Kedei Dibur? Because we need a chibur, we need a kesher. And halacha dalet, we have also a din of hatfasa, and there's no need of Toch Kedei Dibur, black and white. I hear what you're saying. I think there's a much more basic distinction, yes?
Even if we run with the Hilu, then Yidarim are Isser Hefza,
still depends on how you say it. And if you say that if your lashon is, you want to be matir zuzu, so then that works. But if you're just connecting to the guy's lashon about how I want to relate to the fakes, so there, even in darim, it's not going to work unless you have
100%. Namely, what's pointed out over here is that within the world of hatfasa, even within the world of nadarim, there are two types of hatfasa. I could be matvis in the chetza, that's halacha dalid, or I could be matvis in the hafla'ah. I could be matvis in the words of the neder itself, in the words of Hareini Nazir. If I'm matvis in the chetza, ha'omer basar ze alai, and chazomer, I feel like kama yamim v'hapas hazos ki basar haze, I'm comparing the pas to the basar, then there is no need for toch kedei dibur. Then that chetza exists, that Easter is on the table. There's no need for toch kedei dibur when everyone wants it, can be matvis in the chetza. However, the chiddush that we find in Hilchos in by Nazir is that we can be matvis in the Hareini Nazir. Within the Hareini Nazir, even if you say ani komoso, namely that's not a question of what your kavana is, but you can't create the world of Nazirus with a va'ani, or even with va'ani komoso. To create a world of Nazirus, you need a neder. You need a hafla. So you connect in with the other person's hafla. That requires a toch kedei dibur. Okay, so we have tzvei dinim so far in terms of the world of hatfasa by neder. We have hatfasa and neder in the chefza. We also have a concept of hatfasa in neder within the hafla. But then yitachen that there's also a third concept of hatfasa in the world of nedarim, which I think is a machlokes rishonim, and that's where Tosfos is continuing. Tosfos says, how do you know this hatfasa in nedarim? Firstly, we have the Mishnah in Nazir on Daf Chafam Adays, V'chein b'nedarim. And here in the Oz V'hadar, they even tell you where it is. On Nedarim, on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Bekorban have a neder. Just look over there 1 minute in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Ha'omer korban ola mincha chatos todo shlamim shani ochalacha osur. Rabbi Yehuda omer matir ha-korban, however, ki-korban, that would be asur. Similarly, we have the Mishnah on the Yud Amid Beis. Ki-imra, ki-dirim, ki-eitzim, ki-ishim, ki-mizbeach, ki-hechal, ki-yerushalayim, nodar be-echad mikol meshamshe mizbeach, afal pishal ohiskir korban, hareze nodar be-korban. Namely, that we don't have to use the word harei alai neder, harei alai kikar ze alai, kikar ze alai asur, but rather you can say kikar ze alai kikarban, that also works, and not only karban, but all these other terms work. Where does the Rambam bring this halacha? These halachos, where does the Rambam bring? Ki korban, ki imra, ki yerushalayim. Where does the Rambam bring this? In which perek? If we open up Hilchos Nedarim to perek Aleph, halacha zayin, ha'omer peros elu alai korban, ha'omer hareihem ki korban. O she'amar kol mashal chavero korban, etc. Harei ze osur. Ze klal kol hamesim dvar mamutarim kidvar ma'asurim. Imosa davar osur yachol asosus b'neder. Harei ilu asurim. And therefore, moves over to the chatos and the osham, etc., etc. We have a whole slew of halachos in Perek Aleph, from halacha zayin all the way through halacha tesvav, which deals with kikorban, kechermei shamayim, etc. What is all this doing in Perek Aleph? The Rambam, in the world of Hatfasa, deals with Hatfasa in Perek Gimel. And Tosa says that this is the din of Hatfasa. Tosa says, Afagav de Rava Nami mode de matvis beneder neder, the Mishnah Shlema hi in Nazir, v'chein minadarim ka'amar de kikorban have neder. When you saw the Rambam, what did you think? How did you understand that we have over here some halachos in halacha Perek Aleph, And then some halachos in Perek Gimel. What's the difference between the halachos in Perek Gimel and halachos in Perek Aleph? What's the difference we saw in Nazir, Anikamoso, that's Perek Gimel. Ki Karzeh, that's Perek Gimel. Ki Korban, Ki Imra, Ki Ola, etc., that's Perek Aleph. Rambam in Perek Aleph is not talking about Hatfasa at all. The first time he brings in Hatfasa, the term Hatfasa, is Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel. Ketzad Hamatis Binadarim Chayav. Should say Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. Hamatis Bishvua Patur Uminadarim Chayav. Yes?
I
mean, the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. Tosfos says that when you say kikorban, that's hatfasa. That's what Tosfos holds. According to the Rambam, however, the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. The Rambam holds that this is ikar haneder, that we have lishonos of neder. We pointed out that the world of nedarim is part of the world of haplaa. There has to be a bitwis fasayim. You have to say the proper terminology. The Rambam says that you don't have to say, use the word asur. You don't have to use the word neder. What you could say is kikorban, that's the equivalent. I mean, when you're saying kikorban, what you're saying is, I want this to be asur like a korban. I want the dine korban to apply to this object. We're not being matvis in a chepet, in a specific korban. It's not a zeh kazeh. We're not being matvis in a hapla'a, in the hareni nazir, where we are creating isurim via hapla'a. By saying the word kikorban, that is the hapla'a. That is the terminology with which I'm creating isurim parallel to those of korban. That's the ikar neder. So according to the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, we have dine hapla'a. What words create isurim? The words asur create, the word neder creates an isur, and the word kikarban and keimra, these create isurim. In Perek Gimel, they were dealing with hatfasa, ze kazeh, and that one chefetz is being connected to another chefetz, like you're lighting one candle from another candle, that's Perek Gimel, that's a din of hatfasa. In Perek Aleph, we're not lighting candles one from the other, we're lighting the first candle. Lighting the first candle, just that the kikarban is the match that's lighting the candle. It's not moving from chayfetz to chayfetz. Masha'en kein Tosfos, he puts it all into one kid and kaboodle. He doesn't distinguish. He understands that the ikar neder is hatfasa. In other words, he puts Perek Tosfos in within the Rambam, where Tosfos is writing the Rambam, he would put Perek Aleph and Perek Gimel together. And if we do have a neder without the word kikarban, that's simply what we call in the world of nedarim a yad. That's simply a shorthand of kikorban. The kikorban is hatfasa, and all nedarim are really nidre hatfasa. This is what we find in the Ran, both in the beginning of nedarim, daf beis amud aleph, and by us. The Ran calls this is neder b'hatfasa. That the ikar neder is b'hatfasa. That all the world of nedarim means that the entire world of nedarim means linking something in. You can link something in to you can be matvis in someone else's hafla'a that we saw by Nazir. You can be matvis in a chepetz zeh kezeh, or you can be matvis in the concept of a korban, in the Platonian korban. Right? You know, we have a korban which is we have a concept of a korban which is not the object of the korban but the isurim of the korban. You can be matzvis in the isurim of a korban as well. Okay, so if we take it from this perspective, then we have three different types of hafla that we find in the world of neder. We have chayfetz v'chayfetz, that's A. We have being matvis in the maisa hafla, that's B. The tnai is, in order to be matvis in a maisa hafla, you need toch kedei dibur. That's the difference between being matvis v'chayfetz and being matvis in a hafla. And then we have the concept that an ikar neder can be in a dover hanador. According to the Rambam, that has nothing to do with hatfasa. That's a separate track of hafla, of simply of the terminology. What terminology can be used when you say kikorban? It's like you're saying neder. If we mashein kain, according to the Ran and according to Tosfos, no, that is hatfasa. Just as we can be matvis in the chetza of a korban, we can be matvis in the concept of a korban, in the Easter of the korban, and that's also a world of hatfasa. Okay, now when we move back to the world of shvua, okay, all of that is in neder. Moving back to the world of shvua, and we asked, according to Rava, who says that even though, again, according to Tosfos, according to Rava, certainly there's hatfasa by neder. But in our Gemara, Rava, there's a havamina that Rava is telling us that there's no hatfasa in the world of shvua. And Abaye is disagreeing that we have a concept of hatfasa even in shvua. So now Abaye has much more to stand on. Right? That even if you want to say that perhaps what would be missing in the world of shvua, perhaps the chefza b'chefza, right? That which the Ran said is the basic difference between a neder and a shvua. But we have more than one track of hatfasa in neder. We also have hatfasa in the maisa hafla. We also have hatfasa, according to the Ran and according to Tosfos, in the concept of a korban. Not necessarily in the chefza, but in the yisurim that are inherent within the chefza. And those lechora should be valid in the world, or could be valid in the world of shvua, just as well as they're valid in the world of neder. So that's A. In other words, that Abaye has room to be on the table. Yes?
Would Abaye require Tosfos to be working?
So he said that if Abaye is going to be working off of the hatfasa of a maisa hafla'a, then l'chora, there should be no distinction. You should require Tosfos to be dibur. But since we saw within Tosfos and the Ran a third type of hatfasa, namely a hatfasa not in the chayfetz, but in the yisurim that stand behind the chayfetz, so that already is something that could be applied to an Easter Gavra as well as to an Easter Chefza, and there is no need of Toch Kedei Dibur. Okay, now let's just go back one step to the Chafa Mer Aleph. On the Chafa Mer Aleph, we had this Braisa of Isar Shvua, Isar Imata Omer V'chulei. What exactly was being said by the individual? That the question is this valid or is this not valid? So here we have a machlokas, if you saw the Tosfos, we're a maschil isar, between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learned, you see it in Rashi itself, you're a maschil isar mitvis b'shvua, isar alai kikar ze. The person said, I want this kikar to be isar alai, hare ze, kemisha nishba al hakikar, v'chaza v'amar al kikar acher, Hare ze kaze, shematvis de sasheni barishon. Namely, according to Rashi, when we say that Easter is matvis, we're not saying that the case of Easter is a case of hatfasa. The case of Easter is when instead of saying that kikar ze aser b'shvua, you say kikar ze aser b'Easter. And then we give it the status of hatfasa. We say just like in the world of hatfasa, according to Abaye, there is an Isar. So also, when you use the word Isar, there's also an Isar. That's right. Pirish Bekuntrus, Tosa says it black and white. The Amar Isar alai kikar ze, have a kamisha nishba al kikar, v'chazav amal al kikar acher, hareze kaze, hitritzis asheni berishon. Tosa feels that we're dealing over here with, with apples and oranges. And that these lechora are two different concepts, and why in the world would Abaye, according to Abaye, would the Braisa compare the two? One of them, as you're saying, a shvua, just using the word isar. The other one is that you're doing hatfasa. So according to Abaye, A, how do you know hatfasa works? And B, even if hatfasa works, how do you know that hatfasa and the word isar are one and the same? So Tosfos understands differently. Tosfos understands that isar means hatfasa. That isar means if you are matvis, ze boze, ze koze, in the world of Shavuos, that's what the Braisa is talking about according to Abaye. Not that you say Isar Kikar Ze Alai, and then you say that has the status of hatfasa. Okay, so we have over here this machlokas, okay, and then this machlokas leads into a second machlokas as to what does the Braisa mean in the continuity. Imata omer iser shvua chayav, v'yimlav patur. Amar Abai hachika amar. Imata omer mitvas v'shvua kamotzi shvua mipivda mechayav, v'yimlav patur. So, according to Tosfos, what the Braisa is telling us is that when you are matvis, that's kamotzi shvua mipiv dami. However, were you to use the word iser without being matvis, that would be nothing. Right? That's what Tosfos hachi mefarish bebraisa. Iser shel iser ze imata omer matvis b'shvua klomar shetfiso b'kikar shenishba alav havi kamotzi shvua mipiv v'chayav v'yimlav shelo hetfiso ba'acher. But rather, we have Rashi's case. Elo amar iser kikar ze alai ein ze loshan shvua. U-patur. Okay, so according to the way Tosfos learns, the Braisa according to Abaye has no suffix. The Braisa according to Abaye is dealing with two different cases. Okay, we have, and this is according to Tosfos, okay, we have a Braisa that says that an Isar is a Shvua. So according to Tosfos, Abaye tells us that Isar Shvua means that Isar is hatfasa. And then the Braisa says that if we have a case of hatfasa, which we called over here Isar, then kamotzi shvua mipiv dami. And it's the din of the Braisa according to Abaye, is that just like we have a world of hatfasa in the world of Neder, so also we have a world of hatfasa in the world of Shvua. Where do we have hatfasa in the world of Shvua? So he pointed out that maybe to be matvis in the chepta is problematic, as Rava points out. To be matvis in the maisa hafla'a would be problematic, then you require tol kedei dibur. But maybe just as, according to the Ran and according to Tosfos, kikorban is a form of hatfasa in the isur that stands in the world, so also we can find that concept of hatfasa over here as well. And that's why it's called isur. Okay, we're being matvis in the platonic isur. But however, were you to say Isar Kikar Ze Alai, that would be Patur. Then this means nothing. This is not a substitute for the world of Shvua. This is not Hatfasa, etc. When Isar means Hatfasa, then it works. When you want to use Isar on its own, then it doesn't work. This would be the Braisa according to Tosfos. Rashi, however, according to Rashi, what Abaye is telling us is something else. That when a person says, Isar, Kikar, Ze, Alai, that has the status, parallel to, Hatfasa. What is the din of Hatfasa in Shvua? There the Braisa has a suffix. There are two sides. Maybe Hatfasa is Kamotze, Shvua mipiv, or maybe hatfasa is lav kamotze shvua mipiv. And whatever the status of hatfasa is, that's the status of this statement, iser kikar ze alai. That's according to Rashi. Namely, according to Rashi, we're dealing with the person who says these four words, iser kikar ze alai. You want to know what's the halacha? Check what's the halacha in hatfasa. If hatfasa is kamotze shvua mipiv, and this will have that status. If the din of hatfasa is lav kamotzi shvua mipiv, that will be the status of these four words. That's the way Rashi learns. What's the difference between motzi shvur mipiv and lav motzi shvur mipiv according to Rashi? Let's look in Rashi. So Rashi says, imata omer, im tinsig omar shematvis shvua kamotzi shvur mipiv dame, v'im achalo chayav korban, af zeh omer iser kikar ze alai chayav korban. V'im achalo, im achalo, sheha isar lashon hatvasa shvua hi. V'im lav, sheha matvis b'shvua eno kenishba l'inyan korban umalkos, af isar ein below korban below malkos. What is mashma from Rashi? What are the two sides? If we say that hatvas is kemosi shumi piv dame, what do we have on the table? We have an isur, and we have a korban, and we have malkos. And if lav kemosi shumi piv dame, what do we have? An isur. And whereas according to Rashi, according to Abaye, the Brayse is telling us certainly there is a din of hatfasa in Shvua. The question is, how far does it go? Does it go kemotzi shvua piv dame all the way, that hatfasa is like a full-fledged Shvua, with not only an isur, but also a korban and a malkos if you're over the Shvua, a shogeg the mesid, or lav kemotzi shvua piv dame, maybe it's a watered-down Shvua, as opposed to a Shvua where you have an isur and korban and malkos. In the world of hatfasa, you only have an isur. And that's what the Gemara over here is telling us, that when you use the word Isar, and whatever we're going to say about Hatfasa, we're going to say about the word Isar. If Hatfasa is full-fledged, the word of Isar will be full-fledged. If Hatfasa is watered down, the word Isar would be watered down. This is a suffix within the Braisa. According to Tosfos, there's no suffix in the Braisa. The Braisa is telling us that when we have Hatfasa, that's kemosi shvumi pizdame, isur, malkos, and korban. And if you don't have hatfasa, you simply say isur because alai, you have nothing. That's what the Braisa is telling us. However, within Tosfos is also another odia shvamar, that there's another perush of the Braisa. And then we'll put it all together. We'll continue in the Tosfos over there. Inami. V'odiyei shlomar. In my edition, it's there are thin lines, there are wide lines, and there are middle lines. The second of the middle lines. V'odiyei shlomar, isar isar, dehainu isar shlishi shematvis kikar shlishi b'sheni, ima ta'omer matvis b'shvua, hainu ha'sheni kemotzi shvua mipiv damei, dehavi legamri karishan, af linyan lehatvis bo chayav gam ha'shlishi. V'im lav, patur. Miu apshita le shedino karishon leschayev bekorban b'sheni, etc. Maybe what Tosa says is that hatfasa certainly works and gives us an Easter and a malkos and a korban. However, that's as far as the second one, right? That when you have ze koze, just as the first one has Easter, malkos, and korban. So also, zekazeh, we're going to have kemotzi shvua mipiv dame. But the question is, what if they need to go ahead and say again zekazeh? Now we're matvis a second time. So that's the topic. Maybe only the first hatfasa gets an Easter, malkos, and korban. When you move over to a second hatfasa, then it's too far. Nothing is going to go. Or maybe, since this zeka zez, kemotzi shvua mipiv dame, so this moves over to a third or a fourth or a fifth. Namely, that we have a suffix in the braisa, does hatfasa only work once, or does it work more than once? What's going on over here? What's going on over here? We don't have these issues in the world of hatfasa by neder. Why all of a sudden do we have these issues in the world of hatfasa by shvua? Why do we have these issues that maybe we have a suffix as to whether hatfasa is pure or it's watered down? Does it go all the way or only partially? And even if we say hatfasa goes all the way, maybe it can only go once and it can't go more than that. Or maybe it can go In other words, zev, 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 just like in the world of neder. That's the suffix within the brisa. And we have a suffix in terms of quality. We have a suffix in terms of continuity. What exactly is behind all of this?
If the quality doesn't work, then if you start that, then plus the other quality can get the thing all the way.
It appears to me that maybe all of this is intertwined. Anyway, we have over here really two problems. One problem is within Rashi, that Tosfos was bothered by. Why compare the words Yisr, Kikar, Zeh, Alai to Hatfasa? What does one have to do with the other? Hatfasa is a din. Can we transfer from X to Y? Yisr, Kikar, Zeh, Alai is a question as to whether Yisr is a proper terminology within the world of Shavuah. What, you know, it's like why would they happen? Is this going to be a coincidence that whatever we're going to say about Hatfasa is going to apply to the world of Yisr? So Tosfos just erases all of this. Says if you say Yisr, Kikar, Zeh, Alai, certainly no good. And the only question is the question of Hatfasa. Then we have a second problem. Why, if we're already going to have Hatfasa, and the assumption of Abai is that we have Hatfasa in the world of Shavuah, why would the Hatfasa perhaps be only half-baked, only go partially, not fully? And why would it be perhaps limited, it could only go one step and not two steps? In Neder, we don't have any such issues. Why would we have these issues in the world of Shavuah? Perhaps, I would like to suggest, that this stems from what we saw earlier, namely that Hatfasa really begins in Neder. Neder is in Yisr Chepza. Here we have the true Hatfasa of Zekazeh. The moving over to Hatfasa in the world of Maisa Hafla, that's a separate principle of Tokke de Dibur, Kedibur Dame. That lechora would apply to Shavuah, but lechora is not what we're talking about over here because we don't have the talk to the Dibur mentioned at all anywhere in the sugya. We pointed out that there, according to Tosfos, is a third concept of Hatfasa, that we're matvis in an idea, that we're matvis in a concept. There's a concept of Iser, and this concept of, when we say korban, we're being matvis not in the animal, not in the cheftza, we're being matvis in the dinim of the korban. Or being matvis in the dinim of the korban. So the question is, on one hand, that's the concept that lends itself to be transferred to the world of Shavuah. And so what Tosa says is that when we have Hatfasa, Kamotzi Shavuah Mipiv Dami. However, since we're dealing over here, there's a whole lot of difference between a neder and a Shavuah. In a neder, even if we're dealing with the concept of Iser, but the concept of Iser has a chayfet that it relates to. There's something that in other words, that even if you have this botanic world of ideas, but it's based on something that we have, a form and a substance that we have in this world. In the world of Shavuah, there's nothing to relate it to anything. Namely, it's a pure Iser. It's a pure Iser. Yitachin, that when one's matvis in a pure Iser, you're only going to get to the level of Iser, you're not going to get to a level of Onesh, of Malkos and Korban as well. Namely that the fact that we're going to be able to move the concept of Hatfasa to Shavuah, the question is, can it be moved in whole? Or since B'chol Zot, Shavuah is different than a Neder, that there's no Cheftza on which the Iser can be Chal, perhaps even if we say there's a Din of Hatfasa in Shavuah via the Iser, it's only going to be on the level of Iser. And that's why Rashi says that if you use the language of Iser, maybe the language of Iser is like Hatfasa, because all we're doing in Hatfasa is really using being matvis in Isurim. We're not being matvis in a chepetz, we're being matvis in the Iser, in the dinim, that stand behind that particular chepetz. So the Rashi is saying is that we have over here, Iser Kikar Zeh Alai, using this phrase, is there a concept of Iser in the world of Shavuos? Yeah, that's Hatfasa. Hatfasa in the world of Shavuos is leading in with the Iser. But what is the din of Hatfasa? So that could be Kamotzi Shavuah Mipiv Dame, just like in Neder, Kamotzi Neder Mipiv, who also in Shavuah. Or maybe because of the nature of Shavuah, it's not Kamotzi Shavuah Mipiv Dame, it remains on the level of Iser. So we have then Hatfasa would remain on the level of Iser, using the phrase Isar would also remain on the level of Isar. And Tosis has a parallel suffix in terms of what do we really have. When we say Zekhazeh, we answer Zeh. There's a din of Atbasa and a Shvua. But what kind of Isar? Is this Kamotzi Shvua Mipiv Dami that it's just like a neder, and Zekhazeh is a reality, then a Zekhazeh, and a Zekhazeh, and a Zekhazeh would also be a reality. But if, by the nature of Shvua, we can't have a real Hatfasa, we can't have the Hatfasa of neder. And even if we're going to say that we can move these dinim over once, that's, you know, it's a one-time thing, because there's nothing to be matfis in a second time. There's only the idea, there's no true Isur Gavra, it can't go more than one stage. Namely, what we have pointed out over here by Abaye is Rava wants to simply say there's no din of hatfasa by Shvua, certainly not Chepsa to Chepsa, but even on the level of the idea has to link into a Chepsa. Abaye says no, there is, but the question is, what is it? Is it the equivalent of Neder? Or even Abaye would agree that it goes down one stage. It can go down one stage in terms of Oshin. It could go down one stage in terms of allowing for a continuity. And an afkamina, according to Rashi, would also be, what if you use the language of Isar, which is really what stands behind the concept of Hatfasa, that would be no better than the din of Hatfasa. Whatever we're going to say in Hatfasa, we would also say on the level of using the language of Isar. So that over here, the Chora, it appears to me, would be the machlokes between Abaye and Rava, at least on Chafa Mat Aleph. Before we get to the dinim of being Matis Beyond, that we'll have to talk about separately. Okay, so I think that would put it in words that according to the Rambam, none of this gets off the ground. According to the Rambam, there's no din of Hatfasa of Kekorban. Kekorban is Ikar HaNeder, and it doesn't apply to Shvuah at all. How would Rambam learn Abaye? We have no way. Doesn't pass like Abaye. He says the Rambam simply passes. There's no din of Hatfasa by Shvuah. There's no zekazeh. There's no kikar b'kikar. However, the Rambam may agree that there would be a Hatfasa on the language of Hatva, but talking the Dibur, maybe yes, maybe no. That the Rambam doesn't talk about. But according to Tosas and the Ram, that we have this third category of Hatfasa by neder. That's what could apply to Shvuah according to Abaye, but it may be weaker. Weaker in 2 degrees, and Rashi says not only weaker in 2 degrees, but we have a parallel case of using the phrase of Isar, which is really what stands behind this world of Hatfasa. Okay, what we're left with in the sugya of Hatfasa, is to see two things. Firstly, to just finish the sugya, the Taritz ve'ema hachi, how does Rava answer the question that was asked on him? That's A. And to see how we paskin within the world of Hatfasa. And then to deal with the Hatfasa b'yom hatainis, the sugya itself that we have over here on Daf Chaf Amar Aleph. That will finish up, l'chora, I think, the sugya over here of Hatfasa. In terms of Shvuah b'lashon neder and neder b'lashon Shvuah, we have a bit of machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos. We won't deal with that yet. That's a bit too early. We don't have really the tools to deal with that. If we finish the concept of Hatfasa, which I'm not sure we're going to, then I'd like to move over into the world of Kiddush. It's a short sugi over here, al atar, in terms of Zachar v'Shamar. Okay, so Yemir Tashem, a week from today, right? So we should be able to do that. We'll try to by a week from today to finish up over here, and then Blinetta, then we can continue with the sugi on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, with the sugi of Rav Shem B'Maisa. That's what we'll move over to.